This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The so-called Cable Show is in Boston this week. That's shorthand for the annual convention of the National Cable and Telecommunications Association. The show has flooded the city with an estimated 12,000 visitors, and they're not just cable industry types. Today alone, among the big-name guests are Conan O'Brien, NBA Commissioner David Stern, and top executives from media organizations including Time Warner and News Corp. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch is also there and joins us from the convention center. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Sasha.
Kurt, we routinely have conventions and trade shows in Boston that draw thousands of visitors. So why is this one getting so much attention?
Well, this is a big so-called consumer-facing convention, right? It's a convention about something that we all pay for in our homes, or most of us at least. And I think the other big reason it's garnered so much interest is because the cable industry is at such a crossroads right now. I mean, so many people use their tablet computers or their smartphones to stream stuff. I have friends who, you know, use Netflix exercise videos every morning to exercise on their TV. They're not always necessarily watching cable. So much of our content, entertainment and otherwise, is coming via the internet and not over standard television. And so I think that's why this has gotten so much interest, because the cable industry wants to make sure that it's not just the pipes bringing data into people's homes and they're just a plumbing company, but they're actually providing a lot of the, you know, and selling a lot of the entertainment and options that people want to see.
And as an example of what you're talking about, one of the pieces of news that's come out of the convention this week is that several big cable companies are teaming up to offer Wi-Fi hotspots around the country. This typically wouldn't be their business. What else is debuting there?
Well, the thing that's gotten the most interest, and I'm actually looking at the Comcast exhibition right now, and it's got the most people still, even as the convention is getting close to wrapping up, and that's the X1 set-top box, the TV set-top box that Comcast is really unveiling here. And basically what it is it's your new cable box, except that it's internet-enabled. It's not just for bringing your cable shows to the TV. It really goes to the next level and has apps for Facebook and Pandora, and you can watch the weather on there and check the traffic. You can sync your calendar to it, so it'll tell you if a dinner party that you're going to conflicts with a Red Sox game that you were planning to watch.
Now, typically at conventions like this, we see all sorts of new technologies scheduled to come down the pike at some point in the future. But if this box you just described already exists, when will customers see it?
Next week, already in Boston, new subscribers to Comcast will be able to get it as an option. And then in the coming weeks, existing Comcast customers will be able to get it. One interesting hook, though, you have to be a so-called triple play subscriber. That means you have to buy other services from them. And so Comcast is trying to use this, of course, to make sure that it keeps people, you know, paying for a lot of different things.
Kurt, I understand that students from MIT and Wellesley are also there today for some kind of app challenge. Would you tell us about what this app contest is?
I think this is a great sign of the growing realization that cable companies need to do more innovation and adopt more of what's going on out there into what their business is. And so for the first time, they held a hackathon, which, you know, in Boston is really nothing new. If you know the startup sector, there are hackathons and app challenges going on every weekend. So the cable industry decided to hold one itself. Wellesley College won third place for a suggested app. And MIT won second place for an app that they, you know, hacked out in a couple of hours. It was a fun event, but it was especially fun for these kids who were often just doing it for other coders or people in their community. And there were all these cable company executives in the audience. So it was this interesting crossroads.
Kurt Nickisch is WBUR's business and technology reporter. Thanks, Kurt.
Happy to be on. Thank you.